الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, which is a great day, and it is the king of all the days. And the ibadat of Jumu'ah is far superior than the ibadat of the other days. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, as we see from our elders, they should pay very particular attention to the special occasions of the ibadat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, whether it was Jumu'ah, whether it was Ramadan, Ashur-e-Hurum, etc. All these days, they should pay very particular attention. With regard to the day of Jumu'ah, what we saw when our elders, what particular things they used to pay attention to was reading of Salatul Tasbih on the day of Jumu'ah at night or in the day. To read Salatul Tasbih is of great, great virtue. Also, what they should make great ihtimam about is reading Surah Kahf, which starts about the half of the 15th Supara and before the quarter of the 16th Supara, to read that on Jumu'ah. Durood Sharif, of course, Salawat, should increase it tremendously on the day of Jumu'ah. And du'as also, to supplicate to Allah Ta'ala, whether it was at night, the Hajjud time, whether it is before Maghrib, particularly on a Friday, after Asr, before Maghrib, to engage in du'as, etc. They should be very, very particular about that also. So whatever ibadat we can make, we should try and make. And we should try and observe this. We are now at the end of the month of Rajab, and the month of Sha'ban is going to be starting now soon. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at the beginning of Rajab, or before Rajab, used to make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So in this is a great, great reminder for these very special days which are coming now. The month of Rajab, as we tried to explain, Allah Ta'ala make us all understand that Rajab, where there are two very great things which we should take lessons from. One is the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the Mi'raj, there are very many lessons. It was round about the fifth year of Nabuwat, which was known also as Amul Huzan, the year of sorrow. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had lost his grandfather in that year. He lost Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, his very special wife and a great, great support for him. And a lot of other difficulties and calamities had come. So Allah Ta'ala then blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the great, great, great honor of Mi'raj, which no one else, no other Nabi and no Farishta, angel also. Jibreel alayhi salam also did not enjoy that closeness to Allah Ta'ala which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with. So this is the month of Rajab that we should try and engage more in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Also, unfortunately in the ummah, there are a lot of wrong riwayat with regard to the month of Rajab. Too much of exaggeration. But if there are genuine riwayat also, it is the month of Ashur-e-Hurum, of the sacred month, that in itself makes it a great month. and that Mi'raj took place in this month. The famous date is the 27th, but whatever the date it was in the month of Rajab, that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with this great honor of Mi'raj. Mi'raj is an exposition also on the other side. One side of the great honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's great blessings and favors upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and on the other side, the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is above everything. Allah Ta'ala can grant a great journey like Mi'raj in that short period of time. And Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of time, Allah can control time as He wants to. If Allah wants to, Allah can stop time. From that, Allah make us all understand the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah's qudrat is absolute. Allah can do as He pleases. There is nothing that can stop Allah Ta'ala from doing anything, whatever He pleases. Of course, He is full of wisdom. Allah Ta'ala, and everything Allah does is according to wisdom. So we should have that. On the other side, the great gift of Mi'raj, which is Salat, Namaz. How much are we devoting ourselves to Namaz? Those of us who are performing, how much are we trying to improve our Namaz? How much are we correcting our Namaz? How much are we our concentration in Namaz? And how much are we making effort, even just if it was to the extent of dua, for those, the vast majority of the ummah that is not making namaz at all. What about them? Well, how much are we concerned about them? They are not concerned for themselves. How much are we concerned for them, that we make dua for them? And effort. Alhamdulillah, the various efforts that take place, whether it is the Tabligh Jamaat, whether it is in the line of the Khanqahs, in the Darul Ulooms, where effort is made that every student is regular with his namaz, but we ourselves think what is our condition of our namaz. So that is very, very important. So this was all, and much, much more. A person cannot exhaust the list of the great benefits of the month of Rajab. Rajab was also a month where a person should start fasting now and getting ready. Then, of course, comes this great month of Sha'ban, which is right now at our doorstep, for which also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. And Sha'ban is the month that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam fasted the most besides the month of Ramadan. Of course, the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in fasting is farad for the whole month. But the most fast Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept, Roza, Saum, was during the month of Sha'ban. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained also that it is during this month, and with regard to the night of the 15th night, Shavi Bara'at, the night of salvation, the night of being set free, an amount of people Allah sets free from the fire of Jahannam on this night. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because this was the night that all where all this hisab, kitab, and accountability takes place. We find in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed the Quran Sharif in the night of power. And that is famous, and that is what it is. And one of the odd nights famously known. There is a lot of discussion in this, which is explained in Fazaili Ramadan, that which night could this be? It's not known exactly which night it is. Allah Ta'ala knows. But famously it is known that in that night the Quran Sharif was revealed. The other ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We have revealed the Quran Sharif in Layla Mubarakah, the night of blessings. Whether it is the same night or whether it is another night. There is a lot of discussion in the tafsir with regard to this. And it appears that the whole Quran Sharif was revealed on one night, that is Laylatul Qadr, from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the lower sky. And from there, bit by bit, over 23 years, it was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And so the Quran Sharif was revealed like that. So this night in which all this great hisab, kitab, accountability, and setting forth things for the future, all that is either Laylatul Qadr or Laylatul Mubarakah, Shabi Barat, one of the two nights. And it appears that as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that when he was asked, why you fast so much in the month of Shaban, he said, it is the month in which our accounts are presented to Allah Ta'ala, what we have done in the past year. And according to that, Allah Ta'ala makes decision for the coming year. Many things are decided on that year. Particularly what is mentioned in the ahadith is about who is going to be born during the year and who is going to die during the year. So much so it comes that a person is perhaps making preparation for his wedding to get married, while his name is in the list of those people who are going to be passing away. And we find people who on the night of their marriage, the night before the marriage, the day before they pass away, or nikah is made and after that they pass away. They find cases like that also. So more our concern should be about our mort, not what we are also planning. And what is in وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. We also do all our planning, and Allah Ta'ala, his planning also is taking place all the time. And the best planner is Allah Ta'ala. And it is a part of Iman, may Allah bless us all, and part of wisdom, that we totally submit to the system of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing is in our hands. We have planned that I'll go for Hajj this coming year. It comes in the Hadith. Many a person has planned for Hajj while his name is in the list of those people who are going to be passing away. So we don't know. We plan many things. Good things also we plan. Allah forgive us, guide us. We plan wrong things also. But really everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So in any case, the month of Shaban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when my record of deeds are being presented to Allah Ta'ala and decisions are made for me for the coming year, I would like to be in a state of fasting. From that we seem to understand that Shaban, the whole month is in this, and that it carries on right till Shabi Barat, Shabi Qadr. So it seems that this whole month, 30 days, and another 20, 25 days of Ramadan, all this is happening by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the highlight of it seems that it is the night of Shabi Barat. That is the main night where all this, Allah's Qudrat is to do all this in one second. Allah's command is so great that Allah just says, Kun fayakun. Be and it happens. And ulama have explained that that is so, Allah's Qudrat is so great. In Kun, Allah just has to say Kun be. And before the Kaf meets the Noon, how long does it take Kun? For the Kaf to meet the Noon, Allah's Qudrat in that short space, Allah can do whatever He wishes. So Allah Ta'ala does as He pleases. But Allah Ta'ala has got a system. Allah could have created the heavens and the earth just with that one command of Kun. But as we read, Allah spread it out in the whole week. Allah on one day created this creation, the other creation, everything. Allah spread it out. And there is a lesson for us also, that we also plan our things properly. And we don't just do things haphazardly. We plan our things. So anyway, so this great night is the night of Bara'ah, the 15th night of Shaban, for which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Qumu Laylaha, Wasumu Naharaha, or Kama Qal Ali Salatu Wasalam. that it is on this night that you should try and engage yourself in ibadah, and on the day try and fast on that day. Though there is difference of opinion with regard to the riwayat also, and also with to the auspiciousness of the 15th of Shaban. But we find our great, great ulama, all of them, they used to observe this great night also, and this great day also. And in it, we should also try and get more for the whole month, get more prepared for the month of Ramadan. By fasting, if we try and fast more, and fast particularly Monday, Thursday, Allah give us tawfiq, Ayyam-e-Eid. And it is also the 15th of Shaban is part of Ayyam-e-Eid, the Ayyam-e-Eid, the bright days, which are really the nights, which are the bright nights when it is full moon, which is the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And great encouragement has come to keep Rosa during the 13th, 14th, and 15th Ayyam-e-Eid. On those days to keep Rosa. So it is very far-fetched that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will keep Rosa on Ayyam-e-Eid and encourage that. And then in Shaban he would not keep Rosa. When he would encourage on that, and 15th is part of the Ayyam-e-Eid. So he will keep Rosa. And he encouraged the Ummah also to keep Rosa during those days. So we should try our best to keep our Rosa. And keep it in mind also that my amal of the past year and where it is going to be accountable by in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Let us also think, my past year, how did it pass? What have I done good? All my wrongs that I have done. All the things which I have done, as they are presented there, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسِبُوا. Check yourself before you will be checked. So we should also check ourselves and make tawbah for all the wrong that we have done. We ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, all our ghaflat, all our open disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, transgression of the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And even our good deeds are such that we have to make tawbah on them. Our namazes, what's the quality of our namaz? One particular thing, while on that subject, as far as namaz is concerned, one great requisite of namaz is wudu. And our wudu must be correct. And wudu also, as we see, that many students also, many people of many countries also, they stand and make wudu. In fact, there are some wudu khanas in some places where there are no seats also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made wudu in a sitting position. And that was really also not on a seat like what we have got, but like in a squatting position. Like when we go to toilet on a flat pan. And that also again is another subject again. And fortunately or unfortunately, the talk goes from one subject to the other. May Allah let us return back again to the subject that we are discussing. As far as the toilet is concerned, unfortunately, more and more unnecessarily, when a person is of in need, he sits on a high pen. But when he's not in need, today little children are almost all they are trained, 40 training, how to relieve themselves on a high pan. So the flat pan is going out of our system, which is more aqrab, more closer to the sunnat way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that some people, once one student came from one foreign country, and when he looked at the flat pan, he just could not comprehend what this is. What is this? He couldn't understand. For what is this? What is this thing? He couldn't understand it. So it's gone so much out of our system. So the flat pan, Allah Ta'ala make it, we get used to the flat pan, which is more closer. It is not the exact sunnah, but it is much more closer to the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as far as health experts have explained, when you sit in the squatting position, that is the best way how you, everything you relieve yourself of it. Sitting on the fan, it is with your legs at a 90 degree angle. The stomach does not relieve everything what is within it. For that, then they have invented that other little, like the stool on which you place your feet, so that your feet can be at a 45 degree angle, and so that it can help to relieve everything. So that is one thing. And before that, I was speaking about wudu. Ji, jazakumullah khairan. Ji, wudu, the seat. Many don't sit on the seat. We stand and we make wudu, which is so really more uncomfortable. And especially the whole wudu, people have reported that there are so many good people whose wudu is only a slap dash. Just water, just splashing water, and that is wudu. And especially for many of us, the leg, when we wash the legs, we don't wash them properly. The whole leg must be washed, which is the top of the leg, the right side of the leg, and then the left side also. Just splashing water is not sufficient. And then the back of the leg also, and especially the heel, it must not be left out. And very important, many of us, we forget, the bottom of the leg must also be washed. And the very important thing is where water flows over. It's not enough to just let water flow, but to make dala, to rub it. Use your hands and rub it. So the bottom of the leg, many times we overlook it. We don't wash the bottom of the leg. And especially where the toes meet the foot, that crevice there can easily be also left out. Just letting water flow is not enough. It is very, very important. And then one great mustahab is to make khilal also. To use your little finger of the left hand and between the toes to make khilal. And this is compulsory for those people whose toes are very close to one. They aren't like gaps in between. Then it is very, very important that that also be done. So when wudu will be done correctly, then namaz will be able to be done correctly. So we have to, this is the time, this month also, and the 15th of Shaban, Allah give us tawfiq of making some ibadat that night. And in the ibadat to make some muraqabah also. And also to think of all what our ibadat is like. What so those, how much am I making my ibadat? How much is it being done correctly? All that we have to think also. And then how much am I worried of those people who are not making namaz? Forget all the ibadat. And namaz is the same thing. On one occasion, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was our Amir, he says he was traveling by plane, and a rabbi, Jewish priest, rabbi, who happened to be sitting next to him. And they got in a discussion, and in that the rabbi told him, we are not afraid of the Muslims presently, because Allah's help is with them, but not fully, partly. Because they are not fully in deen, they are partly in deen. And the ummah as a whole also, the whole ummah is not in deen, they are very small percentage which is in deen. So Allah's help is also partly with them. And he said, Allah's help is not with us, we are on batil. They admitted themselves. They have changed the Torah, the Injil, they have changed it. They have, so this, he said, so you see, today the matter is decided by who has got more material force, that is, more weapons, etc., more might as far as war machinery is concerned. And he said, we have got more. So we are in control of the world today. But he says, the day Allah's help will come with the Muslims, and that will happen according to him and in his words, when the masjids will get full for Fajr as they get full for Jummah. For Jummah, how the masjids get full. And then by Asr, the masjids are empty. And Fajr, hardly, very few people. Very few steps there are for Fajr. So that is what we... So our namaz, how much are we worried? There are many people who do make namaz, but we make only, for example, Eid namaz, or only Jummah namaz, or only Maghrib namaz, something like... But all the namazes, properly to make them. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, so this is the month of Sha'ban, which is the month we should try and fast more. And the 15th day of Sha'ban, we should try and make that ibadat and think that my amal are being presented by Allah Ta'ala. And according to how they are, what my amal are, decisions are made for the coming year. It is like the exam paper is presented, what we have replied, the exam, we wrote exams, and our answers that we have written, now they are being marked, so to say, there by Allah Ta'ala. And according to that, marks are going to be written down. So our amal for the past year have been presented to Allah on this night, during this period, and particularly during this night. And then the marks are going to be put, whether the person is going to pass and go to the higher class, or whether he's going to fail, or perhaps he's going to be asked to leave the institute, because he's written a very bad paper. So all this is being presented. So we should think about this on this night. And accordingly, we should be preparing. And then comes, of course, the month of Ramadan, for which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give us barakat. And this is the barakat of Rajab, the Mi'raj, the great qudrat of Allah, the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the great gift of namaz, all and many much more than that also. And after that comes the month of Sha'ban. And the month of Sha'ban, what is the highlight of the month of Sha'ban, known to the Ummah, is the 15th night of Sha'ban. So to observe the whole month also, and particularly the night of Sha'ban. And in this, wise will be those people who will follow our akabir and our aslam. What day? And the amount of knowledge they had of deen. And they were closer to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And how much they understood deen. And then the amount of taqwa they had. And the amount of faham, understanding of deen, aim of deen, faham of deen they had. And they in that completeness of theirs, we find our akabirin, that they used to observe the whole month also, and particularly the 15th of Sha'ban. And then, of course, will come the month of Ramadan, for which we have to prepare also. And really, if a person prepares from Rajab, Sha'ban, then he will be now ready for the month of Ramadan. And if you just go into the deep end, so to say, and you don't do anything in Rajab, Sha'ban, and just Ramadan, then usually it is just observing, it is just like rituals, just keeping the fast, those who do keep. And then just keeping the fast, but the spirit of fasting. One is fasting and one is staying hungry. There is a world of difference between the two. To fast, what is called sawm. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. That is something else. And staying hungry, that is something else. Allah give us the tawfiq of keeping roza, in the true sense. And in that, ulama have written that Ramadan, if we observe the roza, the fasting as it is supposed to be, then a person, la'allakum tattaqun, he will acquire taqwa by the end of the month. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that this honorable occasion that has come. And for further detail, we can go and study Fadail al-Sadaqat, in which Hazrat has explained that of the great virtues of the 15th of Sha'ban, the view of a great, great jurist of Islam, like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, ibn Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and great, great people, how in what great honor they held this great night of the 15th of Shaban, and how they observed it. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, and give us tawfiq of pleasing Him.